Today's date, November 23rd, was a Saturday back in 1963. And on that morning, the U.S. and the world woke up to the aftermath of the assassination of President John F. Kennedy in Dallas the day before. Vice President Lyndon Johnson, who was sworn in on the plane that carried Kennedy's body back to Washington, was now the president. And one of the first things he did on that Saturday was issue a statement declaring the following Monday, November 25th, a national day of mourning for JFK.
A man of wisdom, strength, and peace, he molded and moved the power of our nation in the service of a world of growing liberty and order. All who love freedom will mourn his death.
Kennedy was buried that Monday at Arlington National Cemetery. One of the places people gathered to grieve for him was outside his birthplace here in Brookline, Massachusetts. And this Sunday afternoon, people will do that again to mark the 49th anniversary of his assassination. News is next, here and now.